We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nina, you know what you're missing in your life? You're missing a dog.
I know.
You need that companion? Is that what it is?
I do. I love a little buddy. I want so bad.
So 45% of us have dogs. I'm one of them. 30% of people have cats. I'll never be one of them.
Oh, yeah.
But we have this situation going on. Now, I don't really know the story with this, but is it Matt and Erica?
Yeah, well, Erica's on the phone right now. Erica, are you there?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good morning. So what is the deal?
Yeah, so I'm going through a really difficult time. Our dog, Coco, is getting older and needs double hip replacement surgery, and it's extremely expensive. And I've been fighting with my fiance like crazy because we're like arguing over who's going to pay for it and how we're going to pay for it. And I don't even think it's something we need to discuss. It's a non-negotiable. I don't really think there's a choice. So I've had her for 10 years. So, I mean, she's like my kid.
What kind of dog do you have?
A Labrador.
Okay.
And what's the dog's name?
We want Coco.
Because don't people say that like dogs are like human beings and like friends? So I want to address it.
Like, I want to address part of the family, oh, yeah. Gabe.
No, they're your baby.
Come on.
So, Erica,
she
I'm confused. Okay, so you guys are having an argument about getting what is your man even saying? What is the argument?
I don't understand. He just doesn't want to pay for it at all.
Well, how much is it again?
$8,000. I mean, I know it's a lot of money, but it's there's no option.
Jax, $8,000 though?
We just went to the doggy dentist and I have a Basset and, you know, she has an extraordinary number of teeth and it made her canines abscessed and they both had to go. $4,200 for the doggy
but
dentist.
That's not $8,000.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge surgery. This isn't, but I mean, she can barely walk. She looks uncomfortable. It's hard to watch her, you know? So I just want to get it done. I want to get it over with, you know?
Here's a question, Erica. I mean, is this the first time you guys are spending money on the dog?
No, of course not. But this is probably the largest amount.
Well, this becomes, unfortunately, with couples, I mean, there has to be a breaking point. I mean, it's about the quality of life of the dog.
Sure.
Is the dog suffering? Is the dog going to continue to suffer? By the way, is the surgery really going to repair the dog?
That's a good question.
Yeah. And then $10,000, how much?
Well, that's what, $8,000.
$8,000, stop rounding up.
What's the ceiling? I mean, what's the ceiling right there?
I'm not trying to round it up. I mean, the doggy dentist thing went from $2,400 to $42,000. So you tell me.
Well,
it's always more than what you think it's going to be.
They always end up hiking up the bills. But I think more importantly, that was a good question. I guess you have to find out if it's going to fix the dog or not, right? Because otherwise it's a no-brainer. You fix the dog.
I mean, do you though? Or do you keep that bag in your bank account?
That's your child.
Who's paying for this? I mean, do you guys have the money? Do you have
a credit card?
Oh my.
I mean, it's definitely a stretch. That's why we're fighting, you know? So I don't know, but I mean, I'm suffering watching her suffer. So whatever it is, we just, you know, we have to do it.
All right, hang on one second for me.
Okay, Erica, I really feel for her.
I do too.
You know, but there's
I feel for the guy.
You feel for the guy?
Yeah, he's the one that has to put up the $8,000.
The dog is in pain. I feel for the dog.
But she said that they've been paying for the dog's medical expenses. The dog is already in bad shape. There's no guarantee that's going to work.
I know, and what's the prognosis? I mean, after you spend, you know, this is why one of you got pissy about me rounding it up. Because it always ends up being more.
But how
than
terrible
what
are you
going
to feel?
You know, we were told $2,400 for the dentist, and it turned out to be $42,000. And I'm not sure we're done.
Yeah, but you didn't even complain about it because you know that you have to save your dog. If there's still life left, I mean, yes, there's so many questions.
Right.
But come on, you have to at least try.
Well, let's be fair. I mean, we haven't heard from the guy yet. We are gonna talk to him tomorrow, same time.
He's working.
8 o'clock. Yeah. We want to make sure that you're here as well. But I don't know. I just, for me, I don't know. $8,000. It'd have to be. She seems.
Well, you have to make $15,000 to have $6,000 or $8,000.
I just wouldn't think twice. I would find a way.
It's a lot
I'm
of money.
I'm just telling you. What would you do?
Yes.
Okay. 312-591-9696. Help us help Erica.
Yes. What should you do? What would you do? Jose in Pilsen.
Yes. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. So you're going to tell me, let it go.
I think so.
Frozen.
There comes a time in a, you know, where, you know what, there's dog years and whatever, you know, so forth. There's seven, you know, seven times seven. What does it add up to?
49.
No, exactly. Mine are King Coastal Masters. They only live 10 to 12 years old, okay? Now, consider I put mine to sleep at 16. Uh-huh. The same thing, hips gave out. They're too heavy. And there comes a time where you gotta let go, because even if you get the hip replacement, like she was saying, okay, he's, you know, where's he going to live?
Yeah, he's going to live a little bit more. I mean, well, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Jose.
I understand what he's saying. I'm sorry. This is a really weird line between, and I'm not telling you that men don't love their dog and their animals just like women do. They do. But I don't know. There's a different thing going on where guys have this ability, I think, and it's not always right. And I'm not saying every guy does it, but there comes a point where I think more men will say, okay, you know what? I think the dog's still going to suffer and we can only do so much.
I don't know if it's a man,
you know,
thing.
Don't make it a selfish thing.
Yeah.
You know, what should she do? You know, the dog is
10 years
right?
old. Yeah,
so
the dog's 10.
Which makes it 70, and it's $8,000 for the surgery to replace the hips. And we're getting a lot of calls on this. Oh, do it, pay, don't spend the money, three dogs. I mean, yeah, lots of choices here, people. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
It is, but the emotional side of it, you know?
Letting
so
go
attached.
Is really difficult. All right, 312-591-9696. The sun is shining on Chicago. We're loving it for a Tuesday. Drex and Nina are on B96. Good morning. Good morning. It's another two-ticket Tuesday. Listen all day today for your chance to win tickets to see Kygo at the United Center in May. On the way. So we were speaking with a young lady by the name of Erica a little bit earlier, and she has a lab, and the dog is 10 years old and has this ongoing problem with the tips. Turns out, the dog needs double hip replacement surgery. That is a very invasive procedure for a dog that's 10 years old. And the vet bill, the estimate so far, I call it the estimate because that's what it is around 8,000.
You know.
Yeah, I think it floats. So it's, you know, so what would you do? What should she do?
Well, the thing is, she's having the issue with her fiance.
Who says no.
Because they've been, what did she say? The dog's 10 years old. They've been together for six, but the guy's been paying for it. It's just, we're going to talk to him tomorrow. But I mean, what would you do in this situation, Nina, if you had a love for a dog and your significant other had other plans or was thinking he didn't agree with your plans, didn't see what you saw?
Then I would say, this is not your dog. This is my dog. And I'm going to do whatever I need to do to take care of my dog. If you've got your puppy in pain.
But $8,000, that's not,
I understand. I'm not super rich. I'm not saying like money is like no option, because it is. Believe me, money is a big, you know, is a big deal. But I would just look at that thing and love it so much. And I couldn't live with myself if I didn't try to save it. There's just no way.
You know, she said that he has spent money on the dog, which means I'm sure they were giving the injections to dog, make the dog feel better. And they probably already spent thousands on that.
I'm sure they did. But now you need to go get it corrected. I'm not going to keep waiting because he doesn't agree with me. I'm going to just go take care of my dog by myself. I don't need him for that.
All right, let's set up the phones. How do I pronounce your name?
Annalie.
Hi, Annalie.
Yes,
in Lincoln Park. Hi.
Yes.
What's up, Annalie? What do you think? Don't be in debt. That's what
you
say.
No, you can't be in debt. And also, though, I mean, if you only went to one vet, there's a lot of vets out there. You can get a second opinion, or you could get something that might not cost, someone might not charge as much. And also, though, you got to think, is that surgery really going to work? Because my dog had, he had cancer in his leg, and the doctor, you know, told us that he'd be able to remove it, he'd be okay. And he wasn't able to remove all of it, and then told us that we would have to either amputate the leg or it was just going to keep spreading. So we decided, you know, we don't want to amputate our dog's leg. He was already so depressed as it was. And we even bought another puppy for him. My friend's puppy had puppies. And we ended up wanting to get a little puppy to, you know, cheer him up and try and, like, liven him up a little bit. But we didn't want to amputate his leg and see him just deteriorate.
Right.
We'd rather just let him go peacefully. So we ended up letting him go.
And you still had the bill.
For all of us.
And you still had the bill, right?
Oh my God! But you don't. Yeah, did you hear what she said?
Had the bill on top of that. I don't know exactly what we paid because it was when I was younger, or just 2 years ago. It was our family dog, so my mom took care of it, and she also was friends with the vet. She knew a vet from school, so
yeah.
But do you regret trying? Long story short, I'm sorry it ended the way that it did. See, there you go. But at least you tried, so now you don't have like what ifs. I didn't try, you know. Thank you. Liz from Roselle, what did you do? Do it, pay for it.
Hi, so I think she should do it. I have a dog who's going to be 20 in June.
Oh, wow. 20. What kind of dog is that? 20. I'm sorry, Liz. 20 years old? What kind of dog is it?
He's a Jack Russell Terrier named Jay.
Wow. Oh,
those little nuggets. I'm
and
a very
he
big dog dogger.
Almost, we thought we were going to lose him, I would say probably 5 months ago. He's small. He's not even 20 pounds, but he had a really bad, I would say, a stomach ache at the end of the day. And we paid like $4,000 in vet bills, and he's still kicking. So,
wow.
You got to do it.
But at what point, I mean, at 20 now, that dog is hundreds of years old. I mean.
But you don't get to play God. If the dog's still got life in it, it's going to be kicking right now. Let it live.
No, but he can play accountant and look at his bank account and say, yeah, I need to live.
Have you guys had this discussion? Do you have a significant other?
Thank you, Liz.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. If something happens and it happens, he's lived a good life, but he's still got life in him, so we're going to keep him going.
Thanks for the call, Liz.
I'm with that. Thank you, Liz.
Well, if you're just joining us, again, we just had our friend Erica on the phone. She's the one having the issue. She has a Labrador. It's named Coco.
Mm-hmm. See?
It's light brown. I don't even want to see a picture of the damn dog. Because then I'm going to get emotionally attached, and I don't want to do that.
I'm already there.
But she's saying that she wants to pay the money. I guess her boyfriend is having an issue with it. Again, we're going to talk to him tomorrow. But Jessica, you agree with the boyfriend essentially saying you don't think they should spend the money.
Well, we had a dog that had cancer also, and we brought her in. They said it was going to be like a minor surgery. They could get it out. They ended up cutting her down her entire abdomen, and they didn't even get all the cancer out. And then they said they wanted to go back in a second time, and I told them absolutely not. I think the point people are missing is that the dog's going to be in more pain after the surgery, I think.
Well, you know, and Jessica, and I have heard so many times, I've heard the horror stories of the cancer treatment that a lot of dogs will die from the chemotherapy and what they're going through to begin with. So, I mean, it's gut-wrenching.
Thanks for the call, Jessica.
But, you know, back to the Jack Russell Terrier, the dog's 140 years old. I mean, at what point? I mean, if there's another $4,000 or $5,000 bill around the corner, I'm going to...
I'm not like you with this. Not even a little bit.
At 140?
I don't care. Live your life.
Tracy from Beecher, good morning. You're on B96.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, good. So you would pay for it?
Oh, hands down. I actually just went through this. I had a 14-year-old dachshund, mini dachshund. And from the time I got her, she was sick with like epilepsy and all kinds of things. I've spent thousands over the years. But not this December. Last December, she got sick on me where she was having tremors. Oh. And I ended up spending $31,000 within 6 months.
What?
To find out she had some rare autoimmune disorder. And my dog was still highly functioning. She was playing. She was eating. You wouldn't know she was sick. If I didn't bring her in when I brought her in, my dog was not able to walk at one point. And they were able to find what kind of medications to put her on through all the testing and everything. And she was able to function like she did before she was, you know, diagnosed like sick.
Okay.
So I would do it hands down. And they have like care credit nowadays that you could put stuff on. And like if she goes to like the universities, especially like Champaign and that, they're a lot cheaper than anywhere else, like out in the Chicagoland area.
There's ways if you really want to do it, there's ways.
Thanks, Tracy.
Well, 31,000 ways.
31,000.
31,000 ways.
I mean, that hurts a little bit more than $8,000, but I'm just saying. There's
look at Drex.
Way.
Look at Drex.
I'm sorry.
$31,000?
I know. That
hurts a lot. I adore dogs. I love animals. Don't take this the wrong way. But I just grew up in Pennsylvania. You know, you could go to say that dog cost $31,000.
Don't say it.
Or how much does a new dog cost?
Don't say it.
How much does a new dog cost?
Yeah, just so you can
get rid
of that dog too.
You go down and adopt another one.
Just so you can love it.
Again, don't forget, hang with us tomorrow. We continue the story.
Oh, yeah, we're going to hear from the other guy deciding what he's going to do as the husband-to-be. All right, more Drex and Nino on the way on B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.